are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, let us get into it. When we look at scriptures such as Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15, which says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And then Colossians 3, verse 13, which says, "Bearing with one another, and if one has complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive." So those are the scriptures that we're going to be focusing on today as we lay the biblical foundation of forgiveness. So we're going to just get started, Pastor. How do these passages, the passage in Matthew and the passage in Colossians, how do these passages emphasize the connection between our forgiveness of others and God's forgiveness of us?
To begin with, I would say that forgiveness is something that we need to realize that if I have not wronged somebody, somebody is going to wrong me. Mm-hmm. So in relation that we are created as social human beings, mm-hmm. we interact with so many people on a daily basis, in our workplaces, at home, even on the way. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason as to why Matthew's, as you have read, gives us a caution to say we need to forgive the trespasses for our those that wrong us. Mm-hmm. Now, we need to realize that it's either the two-way forward, as I mentioned earlier on, to say, if I've not wronged somebody, someone is going to wrong me. Mm-hmm. And so we learn this biblical rest on that the Heavenly Father, even before we went to ask for forgiveness,
right,
He forgave us. So we are just learning from Him who created us on how we can make our life more exciting, that as we live, we may live peacefully with one another.
Okay. Just to add on to, sorry, were you done? Sorry if I cut you off.
No, of course, I've given the privilege for you to say something.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask then, does that mean, why does God require us to forgive first before He forgives us? Why is that a precursor to receiving God's forgiveness? Why do you think that is an important aspect of us understanding what forgiveness means?
Yeah, of course, maybe I might have also maybe missed it in one or the other. I didn't give the definition of what forgiveness is. Of course, if we were to look at the word forgiveness, is essentially in our daily life, mm-hmm. for us to forgive our offenders. And by the Bible word, where we find this word forgiveness, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. from the original language, it actually just means to let go. Meaning that there are certain things that we need to let go in order for us to be happy human beings or created human beings in the eyes of God.
Right.
Which is a demand for the payment for our debt or those people we owe. They demand that when we have wronged them, we need to go and ask for forgiveness. But then our Heavenly Father gives us this prerequisite for us to be part and parcel of His children, to say, you cannot be called my children if you cannot forgive those who offend you. Because in the first place, He has shown us what forgiveness is all about.
Right.
Therefore, for us to be fit to be called sons and daughters of God, it's just one of the prerequisites that we qualify to be called the followers of Jesus Christ when we forgive those who wrong us, even before we ask for our Heavenly Father to forgive us of our daily trespasses that we sin against Him.
Right, right. Okay, then. So what do the passages that we read in Colossians and in Matthew, how do these verses show us the importance of or the role of forgiveness in having a healthy relationship with God and with others? I know that you did emphasize in terms of that when we live as human beings, it is really possible for me to offend you or to do wrong to you as much as it is to do for me. So therefore, we shouldn't hold grudges and we shouldn't resent each other, but we must learn to forgive in order to live harmoniously together. But besides living harmoniously, how does forgiveness play a role in developing relationships between each other as human beings and then the relationship that we have with God?
Thank you so much. First and foremost, when we look at the text in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 13,
yes,
as it is said to say, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you.
Right.
So, yes, so you also must. Now, when we look at the word bearing, it's actually holding on to the steadfast of the state that Christians, they cannot keep going if they cannot bear with one another. Understanding that bearing with one another, it actually brings out the aspect of it could be me or someone else doing something which I must not have done, which brings regret to me who have done it, including to a person that I have wronged, meaning that our relationship with that person or with the person that I might have wronged.
Right.
It's quite that we may not relate well based with what has just happened. And so when the word bearing with one another, it simply means to say today it could be me who is bearing someone who has wronged me, or tomorrow it could be that person who will bear with me, because we are not perfect human being. And therefore, the way that these two verses, the way they relate to each other, just on the passage in which we are just looking at, is actually after the model of prayer Jesus Christ taught his disciples to say, if you were to pray, pray in this manner. And therefore, as the prayer is being winded up, these are the words we see at the end of the day to say, we need to forgive men their trespasses, just as our Heavenly Father, we also forgive our trespasses.
That's our trespasses.
Now, yes. Now, in relation to Colossians, it's that the two to walk together, they must agree. They must be in a relationship. And that relationship which shows that these two are walking the same direction, they must have similarity in conversation and what they do. Meaning that if we don't forgive one another or we don't bear for one another, we want to pay leverages. Of course, the Bible teaches us that leverages belong to God. It's not for man.
Right.
Therefore, we must also understand that the term we are looking at today, forgiving one another or forgivingness, it's actually for God who is teaching us how to forgive. So without Him being on the center of the topic, it's quite hard for a human being in our physical state to forgive one another, because it is quite painful when we can relate to some certain situations that happens within where people live.
Right. Oh, okay.
Therefore, we are demanded to say we need to forgive one another than to go with the resentments. And at the end of the day, we even fail to forgive those who wrong us. Therefore, God is telling us to say we cannot keep going, but he wants us to give up anyone who might have claimed for compensation of what he or she might have done.
Thank you so much. I think those are important aspects of, and considering that we are human beings who were created with companionship with each other, it is very important and pivotal to our existence for us to understand the concept of forgiveness and how it's an important part of our relationships as people with each other, even beyond family and friends, like even colleagues and strangers. You know, it's important to always extend forgiveness. So when we look at the world today, right, we know that we live in, especially as Black people, that there are cultural norms to certain things. Like, for example, it is not really a cultural norm for parents to be apologize to their kids, you know, if they've wronged their children, or for a man to be apologetic when he has done wrong. It's just the cultures that we have been exposed to and that we have grown up in. So when it comes to reciprocating forgiveness, since it's a you can do wrong, I can do wrong, how then can we challenge our cultures to also have that reciprocated type of forgiveness, and, you know, like challenge the norms that we're used to? Because like you said, it's not going to work if it's not going to work if one party is not going to, you know, be a part of that forgiveness, if one party is going to be resistant to the reconciliation that can be reached with forgiveness. So how can we practice reciprocity in forgiveness, which challenges our natural inclinations and cultural norms when it comes to forgiveness? How can we approach forgiveness as Black people, especially for Black people who still respect their culture and traditions?
Thank you so much. I must also state that our Christianity, in a way, it is influenced with our background of where we are praised from, mm-hmm. and the type of the culture we practice. And we cannot throw away that one, because at the end of the day, for us to practice Christianity, there are these norms where we say always children, for example, in Africa, always young ones, they need to give respect for each and every adult.
Yes, exactly.
Regardless of whether they are their fathers, they are not their fathers, but as long as one is older than them, they need to give that respect. Now, we need to realize that people tend to behave in different ways because of sometimes the environment they find themselves in. And if we are not tolerant towards other people or towards each other, it's quite difficult for us to practice forgiveness, neither to realize that we need to show mercy or kindness towards those that might have done wrong to us. Wallen in his book, he says in his book entitled "The Purpose Driven Life."
Right.
He says to say people are quite reluctant to show mercy because they do not understand the difference between trust and forgiveness. Meaning that forgiving others must be immediately, whether or not a person asks for it. Just like in the example that Christ in the first praise, he forgave us even before we went to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to be at that particular point when the heaven made the decision to say, the Son of God must go to die for the human beings in order for them not to die eternally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was not the earth or the human being who moved to go and complain before God, but it was God who was wronged by the human beings, but it was him who took that action. And this is the reason why in the first place, even when we may not trust the person, we must realize to say, trust and forgiveness, they are in parallel lines, mm-hmm. that we cannot separate them. Either we know it, we do not know it, but we need to realize to say, yes, I know maybe my offender may not come to say sorry. But at the end of the day, in the immediate step that I need to take is, even before he comes to say sorry,
mm-hmm.
I must first accommodate that person. Even when I pray, I should also pray, just as Christ taught us to say, pray for your enemies, pray for those who do wrong to you. Now, that aspect for me to pray for a good will against my offender,
mm-hmm.
it simply means I have already accommodated my offender.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes hand in hand to say, we cannot behave the other way because the future holds much more for us, that we will not be able to miss heaven at the expense of failing to forgive our offenders.
Right.
And the prerequisite of our prayers, by the way, for our prayers to be answered, we must be able to realize that we must first forgive, even before we ask for forgiveness from God. We might be even asking, for example, it could not be a prayer of forgiveness or confession,
mm-hmm.
but we might even be asking for something, for example, of certain blessings in our life.
Yes.
Yet we are holding grudges against our neighbors, against our brothers, against those that have done wrong to us.
Right.
But the first point Christ is pointing out to us is, as you ask for whatsoever you may ask in my name, remember you need to do what? To forgive those who do wrong to you.
Right, right.
And when I am moving with a grudge, with resentment on my heart, even by the way, I'm even also punishing myself who fails to forgive those who have done wrong to me, because even the way I'll behave in public and in private places, it will show that this person has got a lot of enemies. So for us to enjoy life, even when we may not be serious toned Christians, we need to realize that we need to bear with one another. As we bear with one another, we realize that the presence of God, which surpasses the human understanding, will help us to come out of certain situations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think today we've laid a good enough foundation to prepare for the deeper discussions on forgiveness for the week. So for now, thank you so much, Pastor Ian. We will leave it here. I don't know if you have anything else you'd want to say to wrap up today's discussion.
Oh, thank you so much. Maybe my last few words for the day is that as we do our daily chores, as we wake up from our bed, we need to pray for God's guidance, that even though we may meet someone who will do a wrong to us, as human, we do not have it to forgive that person, but we should be able to ask the Heavenly Father to give us the mercy and his love, that we may be able to realize that they might have been doing that long without realizing that they are stepping on our toes. So that in the same manner as we look at this discussion throughout this week, we should be able at least to come to the conclusion to say, there are many people that have wronged us, and some of them we have even declared to say, I will never talk to that person.
Mm.
But we need to realize that in this sinful world we live, there will always be such kind of issues that will be happening around us.
Yes.
And by God's grace, we need to let them go as we enjoy the present life that God has given unto us.
Amen and
thank
amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Pastor Malilwe, who has introduced or laid the foundation for us for the discussion that we'll be having on forgiveness for the week. Thank you so much, Pastor. We will be back again tomorrow morning, same time.
Thank you.
Or tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.